And there's Pleiades. Oh, and there goes a shooting star. And another one. Oh, I just love the night sky. When I was a kid, I used to think I could count all the stars. But I tried. It can't be done. There are just too many of them. When I look at the night sky, it reminds me of what the prophet Isaiah said. He said that God knows all the stars. He's counted all of them. And he even calls them by name. I wonder, if God knows all the stars by name, I wonder if he knows my name. I mean, I'm just a simple shepherd. I wonder if he knows about me. I wonder if he cares. Hey, who are you guys? You guys are all dressed up fancy and stuff. Are you city folk? You sure look like city folk. What are you doing out here? Have you come to watch a shepherd? There's one thing I know about city folk, and that is that city folk don't understand shepherds. City folk don't understand why we spend our whole lives with sheep, just wandering around the countryside, but getting nowhere. Just spending all our time with sheep. No home, no family, no roots, just sheep. 365 days a year, just sheep. But you know what? I've found that I get along with sheep a whole lot better than I get along with people. Every once in a while, I have to go down into that village, Bethlehem, down there, because I have to get some supplies. And I can't wait to get out of there, because I know I don't belong. People look at me funny, and then they even keep their distance from me. And I know why they keep their distance. I mean, when you live with sheep all the time, when you carry sheep over your shoulder every day, when you walk with sheep, when you sleep with sheep nearby, after a while, you start to smell like sheep. And city folk don't care for that smell, so they keep their distance. Well, I don't really mind so much. It's okay with me. But you know what does bother me? It really bothers me when they say that I'm unclean. I don't mean unclean like I have to take a bath. I know I need a bath. What bothers me is when they say I'm unclean in the religious kind of way. What they mean is I'm unacceptable. In fact, I can't even go into the temple. They won't allow shepherds in the temple. I'll never forget. One day, it was my turn to take the sheep down to the temple. See, these sheep that we watch over here, these are temple sheep. They use these sheep for the sacrifices. And so that's why we have to take really good care of them, because they can't have any blemishes. They can't have any cuts, any bruises. Well, it was my turn to take the sheep down to the temple. And I was kind of looking forward to it because I hadn't been in the temple since I was a boy. And I thought, maybe I could go inside and see what it looks like. Well, when we got to the temple, there was a priest who came outside to meet me and the sheep. And you know, he didn't even look me in the eye. He wouldn't even talk to me. All he did was count my sheep, inspect them to make sure they were okay. And then he just handed me this bag with some money in it. And then turned around and walked away. And I said, hey, excuse me. If it's okay, I'd like to go into the temple with my sheep. And he just turned around And he just looked me from head to toe. He looked at my clothes. He looked at my hands. And he just shook his head and walked away. I'm unacceptable. My sheep can go in the temple, but I can't. I'm unacceptable. Oh, well, maybe they're right. Maybe shepherds like me don't have any business being in the temple. Maybe we are unclean. That's all right. I know my place. My place isn't in the temple. My place is out here. Out here in the fields. This is where I belong. This is my life. Just me and the other shepherds and the sheep and the stars. You know, my favorite time of the day is evening, because we all gather around and we find a nice flat place where the sheep can lie down. And then we build us a fire. And then over that fire, we roast some game. And then we sit around and we eat dinner by the fire. And then after we're done eating, we pass around the wineskin. And I got to tell you, if you want to hear some good stories, listen to shepherds after they've had a little wine. They tell great stories. And then after the stories are over, I like to just lean back. I just like to lay on my back and look up at the stars. That's my place. That's where I belong, under the stars. Because then I think about God. Especially since that one night a couple months ago. Man, that was an amazing night. It was a night kind of like this one. There wasn't really much breeze blowing. Things were really still. And there was no moon. It was dark. And you could just see the stars really well. And it was my turn to watch the sheep. You know, you always have to have a shepherd watch the sheep, because sometimes a wolf or a lion wants to come along and steal one of the sheep. So I was on duty that night. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I noticed that it was like the air became thick. And it was like things started moving. And I stood up because I thought maybe I had nodded off, and I moved around a little bit, but it continued to happen, but I couldn't see anything. And it felt like there was a storm coming, but there were no clouds anywhere. And then all of a sudden, there was this light. And this light, it started to grow. And it grew and it grew. And all of a sudden, it took a form, almost like a human form. And then out of that light, there was this voice that says, "Hey, don't be afraid." It was too late. I was already petrified. And then this voice, it said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then it told us that we would go down to Bethlehem, and if we go down to Bethlehem, we would find a baby wrapped in cloth, laying in a manger. And this baby was none other than the Messiah. Now, I may be a shepherd, but I still know my Jewish heritage. And every Jew knows what the Messiah is. The promised one, the deliverer, the one who would come and free us from the Romans and bring us back to peace. And the Messiah was born, the angel said. And then all of a sudden, the sky, it was just full of angels. Too many angels to count. And they were singing. They were singing, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. And it was the most beautiful music I've ever heard. I didn't want it to stop. And then it did. And just like that, the angels were gone. And the night returned to normal. It was dark. It was still. Except the sheep. The sheep were going crazy. They were running all over the mountains. It took us an hour to bring the sheep all back together. But once we got the sheep back, we knew what we had to do. We knew that we had to go down to Bethlehem and find this baby. And so we did. We went down to Bethlehem. And when we arrived in Bethlehem, it was the middle of the night. But even though it was the middle of the night, it was crazy down there. The streets were full of people. There were people looking for places to stay. There were people even sleeping in the streets. And we thought maybe everyone had come to see the baby too. But it turned out they weren't there to see the baby. Some guy named Caesar, I think. He lives like in Rome or somewhere. And he said he wanted more taxes. And so everybody had to go to their hometown to register. That's one good thing about being a shepherd. You don't have to pay taxes. But that's what everybody was doing. But we were asking around, hey, what about the baby? But nobody knew anything. And then finally, on the edge of town, we found this stall. And it was really just more like a cave that was kind of cut into the cliff there. And sure enough, inside there was a mom, a dad, and a baby. And the baby wasn't even sleeping on a proper bed. It was just laying there in the feed trough for the animals. And we went up to the entrance. And we started talking to the parents. And we told the couple our story. And as we were telling the story about the angels and the angels appearing to us, it just sounded crazy as it was coming out of our mouths. But they believed our story. In fact, the mom, she was taking it all in. It was like she was looking right into our souls. And the father, he told us the baby's name was Yeshua, which means the one who saves. In fact, he invited us to come on in and take a look at the baby. And, you know, I'm just a shepherd. But I got to tell you, the baby just looked like a regular, ordinary baby. There was really nothing special about it. It was just laying there, wrapped in cloth, laying on the hay. But as I knelt there beside the manger, at that moment, I felt closer to God than I ever have in my whole life. Even closer to God than when I'm out here under the stars. It was like God was near me. It was like God was with us. It was like God was in that baby. Well, like I said, that was a couple months ago. And over the last couple months, things have pretty much gone back to normal. The census is over. People have gone back home. But I haven't forgot about that night. And when I think about that night, it makes me wonder. Why, when the Messiah was born, were we, the shepherds, the first one to know? I mean, other than the parents, why were we the first ones to find out? And the more I think about that, the more I think that maybe what God cares about most is not the external stuff. Maybe what God's most interested in is not the clothes that you wear and not how you smell. Maybe what God's most interested in is whether you have ears to hear and whether you believe. I still think about something that angel said. The angel said, "Unto you is born a Savior." And I know that the angel meant that the Savior is born to everybody, but somehow it felt like he was talking to me when he said that. Like he knew that I need a Savior. You know, David was a shepherd just like me. And David one time said that the Lord was his shepherd. And I think it would be really nice to have a shepherd. Because sometimes I feel like a lost sheep. Sometimes I feel like I don't know where I'm going. And it would be so nice to have somebody who cares about me and who knows my name. And that's why I will never forget about that night. Because every time I do, I think about God. I think about the God who made the stars and hung them and knows their name. And I think about God because he's my shepherd. And I'll always remember that night. That night when the God of the universe came and visited me.